What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Aloha from the Hoosier State. And I know that's confusing to a lot of you, but it's equally confusing to me as well. Anyway, welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And obviously, the big news right now, Trump has fired National Security Advisor John Bolton. And John Bolton has come on out and said, Trump didn't fire me. I quit. I resigned. This was all my idea. And they're going back and forth in the media, and it's kind of interesting to watch the infighting. And I understand Bolton doesn't want to have to say that he got fired, during his career. And the tradition in Washington politics is nobody ever gets fired. They're offered the opportunity to resign. But Trump apparently did as you're fired, and he tweeted out that the reason was that he disagreed with a lot of John Bolton's recommendations, as did many others in the administration. Bolton is out there saying that, this was all his idea. I tend to think that Trump did fire him, and the reason for that is that Trump, I think, had to realize that Bolton, working with Pompeo, basically torpedoed his efforts to end the war in Afghanistan and didn't really appreciate that. I don't think Bolton was ready to resign. His goal is to get this country into more wars, ultimately leading to war with Iran, and he's not there yet. So his job wasn't finished. So I do think Bolton was fired, and good for Trump for doing it, because Bolton was one of the really big problems. Clearly, Trump did want to try and find some kind of a situation where he was going to work out some kind of a peace with Afghanistan, with the Taliban. And it just got torpedoed by Bolton and Pompeo. And Bolton has been undermining Trump all along. So, long overdue, but good riddance to bad rubbish. And by the way, Bolton's past reputation is that he is very hard to get along with. That, there's Bolton's way and the highway, and that he's just not receptive to other opinions around him here. Okay, so it is September 10th. Tomorrow is September 11th, the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks here. And we're starting to see a lot of articles come on out about it. I put some of mine up at whatreallyhappened.com. And basically, Paul Craig Roberts came on out with an article asking if anybody has seen anywhere in the corporate media that announcement from architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and the University of Alaska about their four-year study, which showed that Building 7 could not have collapsed straight down into its own footprint from office fires, that in point of fact, all the load-bearing members had to be severed simultaneously, which is a classic means of demolition, rather. So, anyway. So, Paul Craig Roberts is out there, basically, and he's put the challenge out there. Says, has anybody seen this anywhere? And, of course, the answer is no. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that the entire fiction of Building 7 coming down from office fires was just that, a fiction. But we know the government lied. We didn't need this University of Alaska study to know that. Anybody who worked in demolition knew all the load-bearing members had to be severed at the same time for that building to come down. Same thing also applies to the World Trade Towers themselves. The University of Alaska sort of lends a little academic credibility to it. Alrighty, getting on back to the Bahamas. Yesterday we were talking about how the Bahamian government has an official death total of 44, and people think they were suppressing it. because witnesses were saying they'd seen hundreds dead and that they could smell the death all over. And apparently the media in the Bahamas is now reporting that more than 3,000 are feared dead on Abaco Island alone. And I understand why the Bahamas government would go with a lowball number. They want to get tourism back as quickly as they can. But again, we caught them in a lie here. Now, over in Baltimore, they found a van packed with 1,000 gallons of gas ahead of Trump's visit to Baltimore, near where the GOP is having their sort of little getaway retreat strategy session. And then they found a second suspicious van filled with 660 gallons of gasoline. And that was found in a parking structure 8/10 of a mile from where the House GOP is scheduled to host their retreat on Thursday. Now, the police are saying there were no explosives or hazards or detonators, and what they think this is related to is somebody is stealing gasoline. And that's all that this is, that there is no threat to Trump and the GOP. Alrighty, article came on out here saying that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is dragging the 2020 Democrats to complete ruin, and they're citing the CNN ratings as proof. And certainly after that climate change town hall, I mean, CNN's ratings are down in the Al-Qaeda. And again, you look at all of the Democratic candidates, and let's be honest, you look at Donald Trump himself, and you say, is this really the best our political system can produce in terms of leaders and statesmen and stateswomen? Anyway, now, a short time ago, the city of San Francisco basically voted to label the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, which that's defamatory to say it, you know, the very, very least. The NRA is now suing San Francisco, and basically they're suing on First Amendment grounds, saying that elected officials, freedom of speech means you cannot silence or punish those with whom you disagree. And that's absolutely what freedom of speech is supposed to mean. That you have a right to say what's on your mind, and I have a right to say what's on my mind. And if we disagree, we disagree. And we have a civil, polite, rational discussion of the issues, Tom and Dustin. Now, over at One American News Network, they're suing MSNBC's Rachel Maddow for $10 million. And they're suing for defamation. They're suing Maddow, MSNBC itself, Comcast Corporation, and NBC Universal. And they're basically saying that Rachel Maddow maliciously and recklessly went after One New American News Network by suggesting it is a Russian state propaganda outlet. And I hope they win this lawsuit, because we have seen the American corporate media just fling all kinds of accusations without providing any documentation or any proof whatsoever. And they've just gotten used to the fact they can get away with it. So it's time for it to stop. As you know, Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, got into this little Twitter battle with Senator Ted Cruz over the city's ongoing gun violence problem. And yesterday, she published an op-ed in the Washington Post saying that Republicans are responsible for the city's violence because they're pro-gun Republicans like Ted Cruz. And that everything would be solved if there were just stricter gun control measures. Well, Chicago has some of the strictest gun control in the country. And the problem is that the guns that are being used to commit all the violence and murders are being bought from the gangs. They're being smuggled over the border. And gun control is not going to stop them. They haven't been able to stop the flow of drugs across the border. They can't stop the flow of illegal immigrants across the border. They're not going to be able to stop the flow of guns across the border. It's just a complete failure. All right. Now, a while back, in 2017, in fact, there was an attack on Senator Rand Paul. He was mowing his lawn, and the guy who lived next door to him, René Beauchure, just attacked him without warning. Unprovoked attack, broke a couple of ribs, actually six ribs, damaged one of his lungs. Now, despite the nature of the attack and the fact that Paul is a sitting member of Congress, Beauchure was sentenced in June of 2018 to just 30 days in prison and fined $10,000. He could have faced up to 10 years in prison. Prosecutors recommended 21 to 27 months because Beauchure pled guilty. But prosecutors later appealed the ruling, saying that 30 days was substantially unreasonable. And yesterday, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. And so he is now going to be resentenced and probably sent back to the Huskow. Now, apparently, this Beauchure is a pillar of the society. He's an anesthesiologist. But Judge Jane Strange said there was no compelling justification for Beauchure's well below guideline sentence. In fact, she said the district court judge heavily favored Beauchure's background, despite the nature of his crime and the extent of Paul's injury, resulting in this unreasonable sentence. So, good on that one. And the Palins are back in the news again. After 31 years of marriage, Todd Palin has filed for divorce from Sarah Palin, and they submitted the paperwork. I'm grumbling about this on August 29th, 8 days after the couple's anniversary. And Todd is basically saying incompatibility of temperament, and they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. And they're going to split the assets and split the liabilities and just go their separate ways here. But I'm wondering if Todd at some point might give us the true story about Trigg. So anyway, so they're out there. Anyway, getting onto the international news here, and again, this may be the reason that Trump fired Bolton, because Bolton and Pompeo basically beat down Trump's Afghan peace deal, snatching war from the jaws of peace. And this long-worked-on peace deal negotiated between the U.S. and Taliban leaders just got tossed into the trash can. And the U.S. is going to go back to its 18-year-long losing battle in Afghanistan. Now, they're trying to say it's all because of a Taliban car bomb, but there's obviously a lot more to it than that. Now, over in Syria, actually in Turkey, Erdogan is complaining that the United States has sent 30,000 trucks of arms to the Kurds in northern Syria. And Erdogan has basically screaming that the United States is offering its unwavering support to Kurds in northern Syria, saying Washington has been overgenerous, putting it mildly. Now, I don't think there's 30,000 trucks parked up there. Obviously, the trucks are making repeat trips, but it's still, that's a lot of weapons. That's a lot of weapons. And I can understand why Erdogan would be upset about that. I mean, it's just how the United States behaves. Now, here's a great little story. Okay. And apparently, the new Pentagon chief made this very bizarre comment that it would be great if the West could get Russia to behave like a more normal country. This is from Mark Esper, the newly appointed defense secretary. And this remark did not go down very well. And Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a press conference saying that we refuse to be a normal country if it means U.S.-style bombings and invasions. That was an excellent retort. Yeah, because if the U.S. is defining normalcy by the U.S. own behavior, that's not very good. All right, Netanyahu is still scrambling to find some way to woo more voters and take a majority in the upcoming elections. And he announced earlier today that he is considering annexing the Jordan Valley, which is in part of the occupied West Bank, and said that he was going to do it in coordination with the United States. Now, this, of course, is going to cause a great amount of upset in the Middle East, but Netanyahu is hoping that this will get the voters all riled up to say yes. And he even sort of dropped a hint about that. He said, I request a mandate to apply Jewish sovereignty to all communities, and I intend to do so in coordination with the United States. Adding that the United States would present its long-awaited Israel-Palestinian peace plan a few days after the election. I don't think that's going to happen. I keep hearing that that thing is just dead on arrival here. Oh, and to throw more icing on the cake, Netanyahu came on out declaring he'd found another secret Iranian nuclear facility, and he did a little PowerPoint presentation, and he had a picture of this building. And there's nothing in the picture to indicate what the building is being used for. In fact, it looks like a warehouse. But then Netanyahu went on to say that once the Iranians knew that Israel knew it was a secret nuclear weapons development center, the Iranians destroyed the site. So there can't be any inspections. There can't be an investigation. We just have to take Bibi's word for it, that those evil Iranians had a secret nuclear facility there. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I don't know. I'm worried for Donald Trump, President Trump. He fired John Bolton. To me, that's like JFK firing Alan Dulles, man. I don't know. I'm worried for Donald Trump now.
Well, obviously, Donald Trump is going to have to be, keeping an eye over his shoulder and making sure the Secret Service and his private security are doing their job. But you're absolutely right. One of the things that historians have always scratched their head about is how Alan Dulles, the man who was fired by John F. Kennedy, wound up in a key position in the Warren Commission.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I hope Trump has his own private security, and they're doing a good job. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. So we're talking about how Netanyahu is screaming that Iran has secret nuclear facilities. We know that Iran is actually threatening to use new centrifuges to enrich uranium to 20%. Which, again, a reminder, you cannot build bombs with that. But now Saudi Arabia has announced their intention to enrich uranium. And this is a very much underreported story. But apparently Saudi Arabia is now starting to give vent, if you will, to their nuclear ambitions. Now, it's no secret Saudi Arabia wants to build nuclear power plants because they, like Iran and other Middle Eastern nations, know that eventually the oil is going to run out, and it's actually worth more to them drilling it out of the ground and selling it to other countries than burning it up themselves. The idea being that if Saudi Arabia may be pursuing a nuclear weapons program, but that's okay. They're our friends, like Israel, and that'll be just fine here. So, according to Reuters, said cannot ignore the possibility that Saudi Arabia is looking at having nuclear weapons, which is not going to make Israel happy because right now they enjoy a monopoly. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
The Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, our heartfelt thanks to everybody who has supported RBN and continues to support RBN, because without you, we will not be here. It is that simple. So again, thank you very much for that. All righty, we're talking about events going on over in Israel. This one bothers me, and I think it's probably going to bother a lot of other people. But apparently on September 25th, the 5,780th anniversary of the day on which Jewish tradition holds the world was created, the Sanhedrin is holding a conference for the emerging organization of 70 nations. These are nations that are coming together to support Israel in whatever it is Israel is wanting to do. The uncomfortable part is the conference will culminate in an animal sacrifice made by representatives of the nations on the Mount of Olives, in which they will renew the covenant made by Noah on leaving the ark. And I'm waiting to see what the animal rights activists have to say about that one. All right, Russia has been developing some really, really cool weapons lately, is working on a new missile called the Alabuga. Yeah, that's it. And it's apparently a new missile that can deactivate all enemy weapons without actually exploding. It is a super jammer. And apparently, the reports are this will be able to completely neutralize enemy weapon systems without even opening fire at its forces. And basically, the weapon produces an imp field, a very strong radioelectric impact, the power of which is comparable to the power of a nuclear explosion. Now, I notice they say radioelectric impact. So it may be something a little bit different than the imp with which we're familiar with coming from the nuclear explosions here. Over in Hong Kong, the protests are now in their 15th week, and tourism has plunged 40%. This is the worst drop in tourism to Hong Kong since the 2003 SARS outbreak. And, yeah, tourism is very important to a lot of places. Certainly was to Hawaii here. Meanwhile, North Korea has test-fired two more missiles just hours after suggesting a willingness to sit with the United States. So North Korea said it was willing to resume denuclearization talks with the United States, and South Korea's Yonhap News reports that North Korea fired unidentified missiles toward the Eastern Sea twice. Missiles were launched from the western province of South Pyongyang, and the military is monitoring the situation in case of additional launches and maintaining a readiness posture. Well, North Korea doesn't need to have nuclear weapons if those missiles are in fact intended for defensive purposes. And let's be honest, North Korea has technically been in a state of war with the South and the United States for like, what, 60 years? Going to be hard to get some trust going on that one. Finally, there was this interesting article over at Ethan Allen's website, basically saying that unused militaries tend to deteriorate. And it says, you know, the U.S. naval fleet has not been in a war since 1945, the Air Force is since 1975, nor the Army in a hard fight since Vietnam. And so as a result, officers are doing what makes their jobs easy, what they must do to get through the day and other reasonable, you know, they write their fitness reports, and they're not pointing out the inadequacies of training. They're not pointing out the problems with equipment and the shortfalls of maintenance, because that all takes away money from developing new weapons. And it's a good analysis, and it's another reason why this country is not really ready to go into a conventional war with Russia and China. Okay. Getting on to the economic news here. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is insisting, he is still insisting, there will not be a recession. And yet all the evidence is suggesting otherwise. It looks like it will be put off until after next year's election. And, you know, Jerome Powell is basically trying to make Trump look good. Trump is running on the strength of the economy, the perceived strength of the economy, the selling of the illusion of a strong economy, which I don't think it really reaches all the way across the nation. I mean, certainly the GOP tax cuts helped a lot of very wealthy people and businesses, but we still have massive homelessness. We have people who are unable to buy the products that are being manufactured in the factories, and the factories are shutting down. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take some phone calls, starting with Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment quickly about one thing about that Hurricane Dorian. And you could tell right after watching some drone footage, there'd be thousands of people dead. I mean, that was just like a tornado just went through there, a huge one. And I remember the prime minister, right before it hit, saying, God help you. And that wasn't a good sign. And I was thinking, well, why don't they, like, you know, it didn't seem like there was any big, relocation effort going on. They just kind of hunkered down, and that was just too big of a storm. The other thing I found interesting about the hurricane itself was how it mimicked the coastline. You know, it kind of followed the coastal pattern, and it just showed how through hundreds of thousands of years how our coastline, why it's shaped that way, you know, from repeated hurricanes that go up, and that's the most common path that the hurricanes take. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But I wanted to talk about was the Democrats, how really they no longer are stealthy. You know, it used to be the Democrats would pretend like they weren't going to grab your guns, and they'd pretend like they were for the working man, and in particular, they were friendly towards white people, and, you know, they were, they were pro free speech and they weren't authoritarianism. But now they've just taken the cloak off. I mean, they just showing themselves. And I think as like a strategist, I find it very interesting that they really think that because of this dislike of Trump out there by a lot of the soccer mom types, that they can really take the stealth off and show who they really are. I mean, they always were radicals. You know, they always did want to grab our guns. You know, they always, you know, were authoritarian when it came to the climate and all these other, you know, nonsense issues that they used to destroy the white working class and bring in replacement populations. But now they really come out into the open about it. I think it's a huge mistake for them. I mean, the only people that, you know, it's they really are playing to the radical group, and they have the media cheering them on, egging them on. It's just almost like the media is working for Trump and the Republicans, because this is going to, if they keep this up, it's going to make Nixon McGovern, you know, just all over again, or Reagan Mondale. I mean, because, you know, the American people aren't that far to the left. I mean, the Democrats have always pretended to be what they aren't, which are moderates. They always, Clinton, Obama never would say anything like this. I would love to hear somebody interview Obama and Clinton, and both of them will agree with the policy, but they're not going to say it openly. They're smarter than that. So it's just amazing how far to the left the Democrats have gotten, and they're really just showing it right on stage. It's just remarkable that they really think with this kind of insanity. I mean, free medical coverage for illegal aliens. I mean, are you crazy? Even Biden said he was for it. I mean, I've never heard anything so insane. And there's other things, but and real quick, I wanted to talk about Trump's tweets. I've been meaning to say this for a while. I know you guys, there's a lot of your listeners that have a thing about Trump tweeting. And I think that Trump is, it's kind of like Roosevelt when he did his fireside chats, you know. At the time he was criticized, it was unpresidential, you know, it was playing to the popular, it was socialistic type, you know, like Hitler, you know. And I think that Trump is just a man of his time. I mean, Kennedy used television for the first time really well, and that's why he beat Nixon. And Trump is using tweets, and he's going to use social media, and that's why he's president. So I think people ought to look at the success that Trump has had really with everything against him, and cut him a little bit of a break on the, you know, criticizing the tactics that he uses as far as getting his message out, because they're not playing fair with him as far as getting his message out. They ignore his message. They turn it around every chance he gets. So he needs a pure method of speaking to the American people, because the media is going to turn everything around and make it appear to be what it isn't. So I think that you have to look at it in that regard, that, you know, but you can't trust the...
No, I agree. I agree that Trump needs Twitter to get his message out directly to the voters. Just sometimes I wish he would think a little more carefully before he hits that tweet button.
Yeah, he does seem to show a little bit of, like, anger issues. But I think that's part of what... I mean, I like that. I mean, I've been looking for a fighter for years. I mean, we've had... And I love Ron Paul, and I like a lot of different politicians, but they always got railroaded and run over by the combination of deep state and media. So I guess, you know, Trump, you said earlier, like some politician or somebody said, you know, you get the people that your people deserve. And I think Trump is the leader that the only possible leader that can fight these people, because you have to be ornery, you have to be spiteful, and you have to troll them, and I think that, you know, he's pretty much our only champion, because all the other guys would be roadkill. I mean, Ron Paul was roadkill, and that's what you are when you're a nice guy. So
I'm waiting to see the aftermath of the Bolton firing, and what Trump is going to do, how he's going to be attacked for it. And I want to see how that plays on out. I'm glad Trump did it. It was long overdue. But again, there was so much more he could have been doing all along. And so kudos for the firing of Bolton, but I still see him as a weak leader.
Well, my theory on Bolton was he always kept Bolton there to kind of appease the neocons, but never really listened to him very often. And I think now this might signal his complete break with the neocons. So that's what I'm hoping, and his attack on the deep state. That's my thing is that this could be the beginning of throwing down the gloves and really going after the corrupt deep state and the neocons, because he has to go after them as well as going after the left, because they're an equal enemy to the populist and nationalist forces that Trump represents. So hopefully he does. Hopefully this is his moment of crossing the Rubicon and declaring war on the neocons, because we can't just, they have to be rooted out. I mean, especially with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up. What better yep. time to say, you know, we're flushing you neocons down the toilet, and here's your boy Bolton, first one. And that's what I'm hoping for. Now, it might be a fantasy, but I'm allowed to do that. So I'm hoping that this signals the war on the neocons. Let's hope so.
Well, I agree with you. And again, we don't know what happened that led to the firing. I think it was because Trump finally realized that regardless of what he set as policy as president, that Bolton and Pompeo were just going on out and doing what they wanted to do, that they had this attitude that they knew better than the president how to handle these situations. And, of course, the solution was always war, war, and more war. And it was no secret that Bolton did not want us getting out of Afghanistan anytime soon. And I think maybe he stepped across the line in scotching this peace meeting with the Taliban. And, you know, maybe that Trump is sending a message to Afghanistan saying, I got rid of the troublemaker, let's try this again.
Well, he's also been stirring up with the Iranians, they're blocking any kind of reapproachment there. And he also stirred up some trouble with North Korea. I remember about a year or so ago, they actually mentioned him by name. Saying that he was, so it's about time that Trump got rid of him. But once again, my hope is, I still maintain that Trump is going to turn on all these deep state neocon people, and if not, he's not getting my vote in a year and a half. So this could be the time when it all starts. Let's just hope. Maybe this will start a 9/11 that's actually a positive thing tomorrow. So,
well, you know, I'm not a person of hope or faith. I like to deal in facts and the nuts and the bolts. And like I said earlier, I'm waiting to see what the reaction is going to be to the firing of Bolton, and if there's going to be a follow-up. Because if Trump is really serious about regaining control of the foreign policy apparatus, then he's going to have to replace Mike Pompeo, and he may even have to replace Jared Kushner.
And Pence. Let's not forget about Pence. I mean, Pence is a neocon, real disaster. I've never liked him. So,
now he's more mouth than anything else. He's more bark than actual bite here. Anyway, listen, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch on over to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree with you that it would be a great thing if he got rid of Pompeo as well. But it is a great day that he did get, well, did he get rid of or did he resign? See, this is like what you're talking about. You're waiting to see the aftermath of Bolton's firing. Well,
yeah.
You know what they're doing with it. They're going to try and use it as fake news to make president look bad, and you know, because they're already out there saying, did he resign or was he fired? You know, I mean, it's going to be it's like the weather thing, you know, in Alabama. Did he was the chart wrong, or did he add to it, and all this stuff, you know?
Yeah,
droning on.
Well,
about
again, I don't think Bolton was ready to resign, because his agenda is more wars for the United States, culminating with an attack on Iran, and he didn't get there. And so I don't think he resigned. I think Trump just finally got fed up with him basically taking foreign policy into his own hands, which is not his job, and you know, finally got rid of it.
Yeah, and I apologize. I thought I was off speakerphone. But anyway, I hear you better now, but that's not what I really called in about. But, you know, just another thing about, and I didn't vote for Trump, but I see as an objective observer what they're doing, trying to do to him. They're trying to overturn the election, okay?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not part of the personality cult, you know, that, you know, some folks are sadly in, you know, because Trump can do no wrong. But, you know, what Trump was able to accomplish, I mean, I can make a so-called biblical argument, you know, of Trump's rise to office. But anyway, I want to say that, you know, the statement or the saying, you know, someone is crazy like a fox, you know, that's one reason why he might have got or chose Bolton to be his Secretary of State. You know, you keep your enemy, what's the saying? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. You know,
yes.
He could be knowing that these people are wrong, like Bolton. And so whatever he decides, well, I'll just do the opposite, you know, because he knows it's wrong. You know, I mean, these people, like Bolton, you know, they're just, they're so evil, among other things.
I think the problem was that Bolton and Pompeo were simply going on out and doing what they thought should be done, and they were simply ignoring the president's policies. And that's the job of the president, is to set policy. And if he's being ignored, I mean, that's definitely a firing offense. Long overdue. I'm glad Bolton is gone. Now if we could get Trump to fire Pompeo, replace him, and maybe start getting some more moderates in there, less hawks, and start winding all of this down. Because even Trump's own Pentagon is saying, we can't sustain this much longer. We're running out of money, we're running out of weapons, we're running out of manpower. The weapons we're getting out of the defense contractors aren't any good, and it is foolish for us to move forward.
Absolutely. And one more thing about, before I get to really what I called about, what Joe was talking about. One of the reasons for Trump's success is because he's a counterpuncher. Ron Paul was surging, you know, back when he was running the last time. And, you know, they gave him the Bernie Sanders treatment, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was a big supporter of Ron Paul. And, you know, he was the prescription for what ailed us, pretty much, politically speaking. And, you know, he got robbed. So along comes Trump, completely, you know, what they say, non-orthodox, you know, all this and all that. And that's why, one of the reasons why he's succeeding, because he's not PC. He's not politically correct. He's not the traditional, you know, politician. And, you know, people want somebody like that that's going to tell it like it is and stand up and fight back against the lies that are spoken about them.
Yes.
You know, so, but anyway, you just broke, backtracking of one of your news reports a couple minutes ago, a major development about the resumption of so-called animal sacrifices.
Well, they're only going to do it once, but I still found that very troubling.
Yeah, it is troubling. What is the date and the time frame of this supposed to take place?
September 25th. Israel is hosting this gathering of the Organization of 70 Nations, and the Sanhedrin is, you know, they're going to be up on the Mount, Mount of Olives, and they're going to have this animal sacrifice. To mark, basically, the religious rationale is to reaffirm Noah's covenant with God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the PC version, but really, that is what can be viewed as the scriptural version of the abomination that makes desolate. That's when they reject, you know, the work of the Messiah, Yahushua, which you have rightly proclaimed who his the Messiah's real name was. You've, Michael, you know, inadvertently, you have done a greater service to truth than all the preachers for thousands of years by proclaiming his real name. And that's what cracks me up about these Christians who don't like you because you're, you know, your atheistic tendencies,
all right.
I guess.
Listen, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and
okay.
We'll be right,
all right
back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Paulus in Wyoming. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was going to pick up where I left off. If you remember, we spoke about Walter Russell. And
yes.
I was just indicating how helpful it was to me in understanding myself better and the world around me, including the politics and economics. And I wanted, again, to encourage you and your listeners to read Russell's, especially his home study course, which is his most comprehensive work. And I wanted to ask you to give him a little bit of slack on the science piece. You may not know, but Nikola Tesla was very good friends with Walter Russell and told him that his knowledge was 1,000 years ahead of contemporary scientific thinking. And I think I mentioned last time that Russell... Yes, go ahead.
You did mention all of this, and I did take a look at it, and I'm not one to cut, you know, a lot of slack on the science for anybody. And to be very honest, Russell's writings come across almost like some of the stuff from L. Ron Hubbard in the Church of Scientology, and I've got to be very honest, that's what it feels like to me. So anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to refer to what you mentioned before about this this animal sacrifice on the Mount of Olives on September 25th.
Yeah.
Now, a few things in background. This Sanhedrin, they have actually their own website. It's called the Reconstituted Sanhedrin. It's a very extensive website with a lot of position papers and plans and a list of the rabbis and the credentials, etc. I'm not going to go one way or the other on that. It's very interesting. And the same thing regarding the thing on the Mount of Olives. Now, the thing is that Jews are forbidden to offer any sacrifices without a temple on and outside of the Temple Mount area, which, of course, today is impossible at this time. Non-Jews could do that, what they're doing. I think it's... I don't think it's the right idea. I think it could be, even though it's possibly legal according to Jewish law, I think it's jumping the gun.
I agree.
And
it's
and
bad optics.
And also, you know, you probably heard many times about the seven Noahide laws, the seven laws of Noah, and they've been enumerated.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, as far as the thing with Netanyahu moving into 30% of the what's called the occupied territories, I'm not going to go one way or another with that either, but I heard a very knowledgeable rabbi say, knowledgeable as far as what's going on, what people are planning. He said that Netanyahu is actually trying, forgetting the politics he's trying to make room for the Jews of Europe who are actually in the process of leaving in larger numbers at this very moment. And he thinks they're going to probably all be over there. And I myself have asked the I just want to say one more. I myself ask American Jews occasionally a rhetorical question. And it's pregnant with meaning. And the question is, and I'm serious about this, how many known Jews do you believe will be living in the United
States?
Okay,
Jim, I got to let you go. Jim, I got to let you go. We got to do a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.